Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The DH, Jerry Turner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Pachyuk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almone. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lamar Hoyt. And now, play ball. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Almone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pachyuk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cabell for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Gibson steals second. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner takes first base on ball four. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur takes first base on ball four. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard takes first base on ball four. LaFleur moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. LaFleur moves to third. Bernazard moves to second. Two outs. Tom Pachyuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyuk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. Bernazard scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to second. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orrick scoops it up and throws to first, with Hoyt covering, for the out. Whitaker moves to third. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabell hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Turner hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Luzinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Paciorek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luzinski moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Luzinski tags and scores. One out. It's 3-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Parrish for a passed ball. Patchy Orrick moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trammell moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Trammell scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to third. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone is 0-for-1 in the game. Almone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Almone moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gibson. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Almone scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Luzinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kemp scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Paciorek takes first base on ball 4. Luzinski moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gibson who is chasing the ball. Baines reaches third base with a triple. Luzinski scores. Paciorek goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, White Sox. Dave Tobik now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk is hit by the pitch. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Turner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Almon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Almon moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bernazard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gibson, who is chasing the ball. Bernazard reaches third base with a triple. Almon scores. LaFleur goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, White Sox. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bernazard tags and scores. One out. It's 10-1, White Sox. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Luzinski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Paciorek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herndon throws the ball into Whitaker, who tags Baines, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Paciorek moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vance Law now playing shortstop. Rudy Law now playing center field. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trammell moves to second. Glenn Wilson pinch hits for Enos Cabell. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Glenn Wilson now playing center field. Lynn Jones now playing right field. John Wackenfuss now playing first base. Elias Sosa now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 3 in the game. Morrison hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law strikes out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Hill now catching. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss strikes out. One out. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Turner hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 3 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Saucier now pitching. Tom Brookins now playing second base. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Saucier fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Luzinski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Hairston now playing left field. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into center field. Law picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Law. Johnson scores. Trammell goes all the way around to score. Jones moves to third. It's 10-3, White Sox. Chico Escarraga now pitching. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Oryk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wackenfuss for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.